All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is the Grim Articles Show, but this is going to be a short show because we're only talking about what's happening. So, first of all, there was a whacking, huge metal show, so I haven't been really that interested in what's going on. All I know is Triple H is in the White House right now. He did a big old thing. He's talking about making America fit again.
They're doing the fitness requirements for schools.
Which is good.
It stopped during Obama's term.
And then after that, they're also having, they were talking about a nuclear war, but I mean...
I ain't even heard about that.
Yeah, Trump said he was preparing for a nuclear war with Russia, and they've moved some submarines out of the way. Now, you can go look up more information on that. Like, we're not the channel for that, guys, but yeah, that's something that you can check out. But what we are talking about is GOG. Of course, I have worked with GOG. I have brought several games to GOG. I have talked to developers to bring their games to GOG. So, people know who I am. And one of the games I brought is free right now. Yeah, hold on, but let me talk. So, first of all, GOG decided to make their statement towards this whole censorship thing, Steam and then Itch.
Yeah.
GOG said censorship is quietly deciding which games you can buy. We are fighting back. Some games vanish, not because they broke the law, but because someone decided they shouldn't exist. So for 48 hours, that's 18 hours, that's going to be less. You've got one day when you see this. I'm going to put this video up as soon as possible so you guys know. For 48 hours, these games are free, because if a game is legal, you should be able to buy it. Enters claim your games and share the protest on X. So what games are you getting free? You're getting Postal free. Agony and Agony Unrated. Leap of Love is free. Being a Dick Season 1 is free. Leap of Faith is free. Remember, I brought that one over, mentioning it a lot of times. House Party, Honey Pop, Lust Theory, Season 1, completely free. Treasure of Nadia, the game let me tell you the story of this. So, I was talking to him, and I was like, let me talk to the developer. Let me go to NLT server. I'd never been on NLT server. I calmly came in there. I asked a question. I said, is NLT available? I'd like to know if he'd want to put his games on GOG. We'd love to have them there. And they said, well, he's on vacation right now, but when he gets back, we'll let you talk to him. So I waited a while, and I came back and I said, all right, can I talk to NLT about this? And NLT answered me and said, oh, yeah, I've thought about it, and yeah, I'd definitely like to put my games on there. So, within days, all the games that NLT has currently made are on GOG. And you can thank me, because I'm the one that actually went over to all of these people and said, hey, would you like to put your games on here? And, of course, the people over at GOG were like, we'll take them. So, there you go. Alright, so enjoy Treasure of Nadia, because this is a great... You already know it's great. You've seen me play it. And it's free. You can't turn down free. This is hours of fun. And I literally mean this game's like 30 to 60 hours long. And you're getting it for free. And you're getting a House Party for free.
Yeah.
Not all of House Party. But you're getting the base House Party game, which there's a lot to do in. Summer's gone. This is a really good one. It doesn't have adult content, but it's a good one. I have enjoyed it quite a bit. Fetish Locator, the entire Fetish Locator Season 1. Sapphire Safari's not for everybody. I'm not into furries, but it's there.
What about Helping Hotties?
I've never played Helping the Hotties, but I've been told it's really cool. We've got all these games. So I own all these games, and if you click on this, you'll get all the games. Now here's where GOG messed up. This is the thing that people have been sharing. See this? Okay, when you type in the original link, which there was an original link that people were sharing, and it originally led to a page similar to what you saw here. But instead of the games being here, they were on a little list to the side. And it would basically show your account, and you could hit claim, or add to cart, and it would add all the games. Well, because they got bogged down, GOG decided to say, okay, when you click on the link that everybody's been sharing, we're going to do this. We're going to give you this. So what's the problem here? When somebody... Alright, say you're new, you hear that GOG's got free games. You have no idea what kind of games these are, but you know they're free. So what happens when you hit continue, but you don't like adult games? Well, you get these all for free. They're all added to your account, and you don't even know it. So there's some big streamers, video game streamers and stuff, that had no earthly idea. They literally just got this code. So they hit continue. Oh, it's free games. And they're like, holy shit, these are porn games. What am I going to do? Because they literally did not know. So that's kind of on them.
Yeah.
Now, yes, somebody should have done their research. But a lot of people aren't just going to turn down free games. Like, think about it. You get free games, you really don't care what they are unless you're like, oh my god, I didn't know it was these games. Because, you know, people see Postal 2 and they'll be like, oh, Postal 2! And they're like, what's all Lust Theory and all this other stuff? Like, what are these games?
Oh, yeah.
So, they may never have played an adult game before in their life. Now, I don't think they should have done it like that, and I know why they did, because their servers got bogged down and you can't see the original page. But because you hit continue, and it puts all these games on your profile. Now, some people made a joke about it. They said, oh, I love having Postal 2, but now I'm kind of embarrassed to show anybody my GOG account. Like, they didn't know. And, of course, there was one bigger streamer, and he clicked it. And they said, and he showed his library, and he said, oh, my God, what are these games? And people joked and said, we expect you to review every single one of them now. Yeah. Which, to be fair, like, you guys know that we play these games, but we're niche, guys. We're not a very big part of the gaming sphere. We never have been. If you look at Steam, where most gamers are, most of the adult players, it's literally like 1,000 people. And you're like, oh, 1,000? No. There's millions and millions and millions of people on Steam. Yep. So, they're not even seeing these games. They don't even know these games exist. They're like, what? Adult games? What? And then people started taking it as an offense. Well, I have a wife and kids.
Yeah, so.
But they think, well, why do I need these? I'm married and I have children. Well, no. They're like, they take it as an offense to their... They're like, what? Have a wife and kids. Why do I need to play these games?
Why do your women like to read romance novels?
Right, right. But men, like a lot of these kind of guys, they're like, why not me?
If I'm dating someone, why do I still want to jerk off? Because it's fun.
Yeah. And I think the West still has a lot to, you know, overcome when it comes to that kind of thing. Because they're like... Because there was this one guy, like, I can get pussy. And everybody was like, what does that matter? Who cares if you can get pussy or not? This is about keeping these games, you know, so that credit card companies can't tell you what you can buy. Because that can go to anything.
Yeah, it may not be your thing now, but it'll reach something that's your thing here,
like,
before long.
For example, Rockstar just announced that they are going to have age verification measures in place for people to play Grand Theft Auto 6. So you'll have to prove...
It looks amazing.
You're going to have to prove that you're 18 years old. And it's not going to be a little thing. It's going to be like an ID.
Yeah.
So people will be putting their IDs in. And a lot of people are like, I don't want to put my ID... I don't want them to know who I am just to play a video game. A lot of people want their anonymity just to play a video game.
Well,
because there's a lot of governments that
parents
that,
not paying enough attention to what their kids are into caused it.
I know, but the thing is, now if you have, say, something that the government doesn't like, they got information that can track you down, arrest you, and throw you in jail.
Well,
and that's the scary thing. Because, by the way, when Britain put on that, when Britain did their Ofcom thing, their Online Safety Act, they have just made it 100% a terrorist act if you mention immigrants being a problem.
And I've heard it's a nightmare over there. It, like,
if you
none of the places that you would vacation to have the same.
Like, right.
They say Paris isn't Paris anymore. Of course, England isn't England.
Right.
And Ireland isn't Ireland.
Oh, yeah, I've heard it's really bad over
there.
And
they're knifing them over. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're knifing them everywhere, but I saw a video yesterday of a Middle Eastern man running up behind a cop and just stabbing him. And it was
getting
ridiculous.
Really bad. And
I was like, if you're bringing that here, it's time to wipe your people out.
And in this country,
and
I've
not
noticed
all
so. No, of course not. I'm saying in this country, I've noticed. You got to keep in mind, guys, the area that I live in is mostly black,
yeah.
But it's not anymore. When I went in to work, you know,
is it not?
No, there's more. I am seeing more immigrants than I am anybody. Wow, I'm seeing more Hispanic, I'm seeing more Arabic, I'm seeing more people from way different countries.
Time to make a random call to us.
Check all
the subways and gas stations.
There's a lot. Well, no, it's the casino. The casino brought a lot of the immigrants in.
There ain't none working at the casino.
Mm-mm. Gambling.
Yeah.
To gamble. And that's normal. That's expected.
Well...
I mean,
supermarkets bring them too. But
I know that.
Doesn't mean they belong here.
I know that. But what I'm saying is that's what they're doing. So I'm seeing a lot more.
If you're not willing to assimilate to the American values, you have no
business.
And
they've got so many kids.
Yeah,
so
it's because they're trying to anchor babies. They're trying to anchor baby them. Now they're past the law that doesn't apply.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess. The kid can come back later on, but
right. They
have to go with the parent or they have to leave him with someone that's an actual citizen, which would be probably foster care
right.
or adoption.
Right.
But, I know the state fair here, I went with one of my buddies, and, I mean, there were a few black people. I saw zero white people. We were almost the only white people there.
Wow.
Until you got to, like, people that entered stuff into the fair.
Right.
And all that. You got into some of the buildings.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a sea, like, shoulder-to-shoulder Mexicans. Like, there was no... Like,
not that, you know, and again, not that I have a problem with Mexicans.
Well,
I don't have a problem. Let me be honest. I don't have problems with anybody that's illegal here in this country. We're just talking about ones that are illegal.
And,
you know,
don't want to assimilate, come here to
and actually,
exploit
yeah.
our tax dollars and don't contribute.
Yeah. And I think that's fair. But again, if you mention that kind of thing in the UK, it is now saying that people that do that are considered terrorists. And, of course, they have the Ofcom thing. But you know what kids are doing? And I say kids, the ones that are trying to get around the thing, teenagers, whatever.
Yeah.
They're taking, like, the faces of the politicians. And they're using the politicians' faces to actually...
Funny.
Yeah, it's pretty hilarious.
Well, I think... They're well overdue for a revolution.
There's a lot of things. Yeah, we're
like
in
when your
very,
government's against you. That's time to take a stand.
We're in very bizarre times, man. We are in very bizarre times.
It, like I said, read Revelation. A lot of it's coming true.
But, yeah, we don't have a whole lot more to talk about. All I can say is these games are free right now, every single one of them. And remember, if you can see these websites, okay? It says freedom to buy. If you want to pick your game, use this items.gog.com link. But if you just want them all, use the gog.com/redeem freedom to buy. A matter of fact, I probably should have gave the guy I work with this link instead of the other. Well, uh-oh. Oops.
Oh, well, you'll see him another day.
He'll be okay. I told him to try Treasure Naughty. I said, it is a point-and-click game. He said, well, I do like Leisure Suit Larry. I said, well, you'll like... Treasure Naughty is really good. And I said, you will get lost without a walkthrough. Trust me. You'll ask that damn crystal every 5 minutes where to go.
Uh-huh.
It's a fun game, though. It's probably one of my favorite games. I started playing it again recently because I'd lost my save when I, you know, rebooted Windows.
Yeah.
And I went back into it, and it was like, oh, man, I remember this game. Yeah, this is such a... You know, the characters are well-written in this, you know, the story. It wasn't just about the sex. There's a lot of interesting, funny characters and things like that. He's just a really good writer. And the issue is, this seems to be his best game. I mean, and I'm glad that he gave away. He, you know, by the way, developers decided what games they were going to offer. So the fact that he gave you Treasure of Nadia, that's fucking great. Because that's his best game. You're literally getting the best of his... And you can play that with a Lovins. Now, I don't know what other games have Lovins capability, but I know for sure Treasure of Nadia has a Lovins. So if you've got a Lovins device hanging around, you can plug that thing into you and play Treasure of Nadia and feel everything that...
Plug it into you?
Yeah, that's what a Lovins device does. A Lovins device is a... interactive sex device that allows you to enjoy an adult game differently. I think Lust Theory also has a Lovins connection, and Fetish Locator might as well. I don't know about House Party, and I don't know about Being a Dick. I don't think so.
Hmm.
Yeah. And Agony's not that great, but it's free, so you can't complain. I wish they would have given away Succubus, though. That would have been awesome, but I just don't think Mad Mind was willing to do that. The fact that they gave you anything is good. And of course, Running with Scissors gave you Postal 2. And you know why this game is significant? Because this game was banned in 7 fucking countries.
Yeah.
This is what we're talking about, guys. Games that are banned. Just, again, not because they broke the law, but because someone said they shouldn't exist. Oh, and by the way, guys, I went to the guy that pretty much does all the goings-on at GOG. And I sent him a lovely list of games that I want him to pick up on the platform. Also, Drew Scotty, remember Between Two Worlds? He posted that he wants his game up there, and guess what? It was actually on the list I sent the dude from GOG. And he was very happy to see that list. He's like, hey, thanks. Because they know that these games make money, by the way. They actually said that Lust Theory, Lust Academy, and, what was it? Lust Theory, Lust Academy, and Fetish Locator are best sellers on their store. Yeah. So I sent him other games to basically go hunt down. And, of course, Drew Scotty already wants to give them Between Two Worlds, which is complete.
No, you're going to have to upload this as soon as we're done. If they only have 18 hours?
Yeah. As soon as we're done, we'll get it. I'll get it before I go to bed.
Too bad. That was 2 days ago.
No, there's plenty of time. They'll get it. It doesn't go away until Monday. So they've got all Sunday. So, alright, guys. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and this is all we've got for you today. That's literally it. But you're getting free freaking adult games. Do not fucking complain.
Don't pass them up.
These are free. Honey Pop is really good. It's addictive as hell, and I played the shit out of it, and I regret it. I don't regret it. I regret that it's not longer. Oh my god, that game is
really
so much fun. It's match 3. But oh god, it's such a wonderful game. I love it. I played the shit out of it. You'll love this game. Yeah, you should pick these games up too.
Yeah.
They're all free. Maybe. Anyway. This is the Grim Lord and DP, and we're out. We'll probably play Shale Hell Secrets or something.
All right.
Enjoy the whatever we've got.